Welcome to the NVIDIA podcast. I'm Michael Johnson, and I'm joined here with Lou Wagman and Andrew Fear from NVIDIA. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Michael.
Thanks, Michael.
And today we're going to take an in-depth look at the Beta 2 release of Windows Vista, and we're going to find out about a lot of its features and what NVIDIA is doing with it. So tell us about the Beta 2 release of Windows Microsoft Vista and what's going to be new and interesting with it.
Sure. As you all know, or most of you might know, Microsoft has released Beta 2 of Windows Vista, and this is really the first time in almost 9 months that the general public can go to the Microsoft website and download Windows Vista Beta 2 and get a really good feeling for what's happening with this new operating system from Microsoft. Up until now, most of the interim releases have been for developers only, and Microsoft is expecting, you know, millions of enthusiasts and professionals and developers around the world to download this version, install it, and see the progress that's being made to this monumental new release of the Windows operating system. And we fully expect to see Windows Vista available to the general public as a released product later this year.
So what are some of the major changes that are going to be happening between XP and its evolution to Vista that users are going to first really notice?
So Microsoft has been talking about Windows Vista being clear, confident, and connected. And that first bullet point, that clear, is really something that is best expressed visually. Windows Vista has a very familiar look and feel, but it has some very unique and distinct differences that make using Windows Vista much easier. It's much more modern looking, it's sleek, it's clean. It's designed to really help users find, organize, locate, and utilize information in new ways. And visually, you can see that in ways that are very, very visually appealing. It's much easier to enjoy the operating system. It's much easier to find your windows. It's much easier to manage.
Now, Lou, what is the name of that new user interface you're talking about? I think you and I know what it is, but for our audience, what is it called?
So Microsoft has called this new user experience Aero. And the Aero look and feel is what you will see demonstrated when you see Windows Vista. It has translucent borders. So what that means is that harnessing the power of the graphics processor inside the PC, Microsoft has developed Windows Vista to have borders that are actually transparent or translucent. And so you can actually see through the information behind you to make things easier to find, to make a distinction between what window you're looking at and what windows behind you or what are inside of different folders, and kind of make it much cleaner, much more modern, and much easier to navigate around.
So can you walk us through some of the new features that users will be able to use for the first time, like maybe about like their premium user experience, like versus, you know, the basic user experience? It's something that's really going to, you know, make Windows leap off the screen.
Sure. I think the first thing to realize is that Windows Vista is the first operating system that truly exposes and requires a graphics processor to get the full benefit of the operating system. And what I mean by that is that Vista is scalable. As you add more hardware, you get more features. And so for systems that don't have a GPU, you'll get Windows Vista. You'll get a lot of benefits from the manageability and a lot of the new search features, but the visual impact won't be as great because you really have to have a GPU to really benefit from that. Once you have a GPU installed and you install Windows Vista, Aero is not only a difference in look and feel, but you also get a lot of features that make it feel quicker and windows transition faster. There's no tearing. You know, when you have a lot of windows open, you used to move windows around and it would leave black spaces behind. That's completely gone. And so when users buy one of the premium Vista products, Vista SKUs, they'll have a tremendous visual experience.
And one of the main things as well that, as Lou's talked about, with all these enhances to the user experience is from a hardware perspective, when you're out there looking for a new PC today, you're going to require a DirectX 9 graphics processor that supports Shader Model 2.0. And with that as the baseline of your system, you'll be able to run the Windows Aero user experience. In addition to that, you're also going to need a modern CPU, as well as having 512 megabytes of system memory. And so you can see, with Microsoft launching a new operating system this year, there are going to be new additional hardware requirements when you're buying PCs. But the good news is you're going to be able to unlock much more by having this hardware in your system.
So as you buy a PC this summer, you know, you want to make sure you've got a GPU, supports DX9, and if you buy something with an NVIDIA graphics card, all of our, you know, 6 series and 7 series cards are fully Vista ready and will deliver a great visual experience. Now, I know that there's some analyst reports out and about, Andrew, and I know there's one on our website at NVIDIA.com that talks about integrated graphics and how that experience will be with Windows Vista. If you could comment on that, I'd really appreciate it.
Well, it's a great point, Lou. A lot of the analysts are out there talking about this. There's many reports I've seen from John Petty, from Gartner, and various other industry sources, and just talking about the install base for of PCs today, both at home as corporate. And they're mentioning the fact that there's over a billion PCs that are out there today that cannot take advantage of the new Vista look and feel with this Windows arrow. And it really is just because these PCs are not built well to take advantage of these new features. So if you're a user out there today and you've previously purchased one of these PCs, if you're looking to upgrade to Vista, what's going to happen is that with the integrated graphics, you're not necessarily going to get to take advantage of all the new look and feel of Vista. What's going to happen is you might be able to run some of the features, but as you add a new monitor, as you add a second monitor, as you try to take advantage of some of the high-resolution monitors that are in widescreen coming out, you're not going to be able to run Windows Era with all the nice user interface that Lou has talked about.
So what would happen is that if I understand you correctly, is that you might get the full visual experience with a small monitor, but if you went to two monitors or went to a high DPI monitor or a high resolution monitor, then you might drop back to that basic experience and not really get all the really cool look and feel features of Vista.
And that's exactly right, and that really is a big deal because as you see more PCs going out today, they're supporting monitors with resolutions of 1600 by 1200 or higher, and even in the financial market, most of those customers are standardizing are on at least two displays. So having an integrated graphics in that type of system is just not going to be able to take advantage of all the features in Windows Vista.
Let me jump in here. Now, I understand that navigating is going to be a little bit different. I mean, I know some people, they can, you know, as a way of tabbing around programs, you can do the Alt-Tab sort of way of just, you know, an easy way of navigating through different programs. Has that paradigm been modified? And can you tell me a little bit about that?
Absolutely. I think that's really interesting is that Alt-Tab is probably what everybody uses to move things, move between windows and to change what you're working on. And Alt-Tab is still there in Windows Vista, but it's been greatly enhanced. When you have a PC that can run the Aero experience or the Aero user interface, Alt-Tab has changed. And so instead of just getting a iconic representation of what you're working on in the middle of your screen, the ribbon or the listing out of those applications actually gives you a live preview. And so as you Alt-Tab between your open windows, in the middle of your screen will appear small representations, and you can change that to be bigger representations, but you actually get to see live representations of what you're looking at. And that would include a small preview of videos that might be running or active content on a web page.
Hey, it's too bad, Lou. We didn't spring for the video iPod in this edition, huh? It would have been a great thing to visualize.
Well, we'll have to work on that next time. But what's really cool is we've taken that one step further. And if you go to the NVIDIA.com and look at some of our Windows Vista web pages, you'll actually find pictures of these. But there's a new thing. It's basically a Windows Vista Rolodex. The feature is called Windows Flip 3D. And what happens is if you hold the Windows key down, which has really almost never been used before, and use your Tab key, all of your open windows are put into what looks like a giant Rolodex on your screen. And in 3D, you get a visual representation. Again, live previews. And so if it's active content on a web page, you'll see it changing. If it's a video, you'll see it playing. And you can actually flip forward through all your windows in a Rolodex fashion and actually see each application that you're running in a preview mode. And if you have a mouse button or a mouse with a wheel on it, you can actually roll the mouse button wheel forward, or you can roll it backwards and actually spin very quickly through all of your applications and tell what you'd like. And because Aero is a 3D application, because the entire desktop in Windows Vista is rendered in 3D with the GPU, you can actually choose to see your screensaver background or your background as one of those applications, and then all of your applications drop down to the taskbar. And then the final thing that you see in this Alt-Tab change of pace is that when you drop all of your applications down to the taskbar, you can actually mouse over your taskbar where your applications are and get live previews again. And so you, if you have 5 or 6 or 10 applications that are all minimized, you can take your mouse to the bottom of your screen, put your mouse on top of it, and voila, you can actually get live previews again of everything that you're working on. So this whole idea of making things clear and easy to find is really evident by this.
It sounds like a very exciting atmosphere to get back into a great visual atmosphere that Windows is going. What else does Windows Aero deliver for the consumer and for the user?
Well, one of the other coolest things that it's going to do is have better support for these high DPI monitors that are in widescreen. And this is really a cool thing. There's a lot of monitors coming out from LG, from ViewSonic, from Dell, which are all running at these high resolutions. And Microsoft has added a feature directly in Windows Vista, which is designed for this, and that's called their sidebar. And the sidebar is a new application that starts up, and Microsoft will allow you to add what they call gadgets to it. And all gadgets are quick applications you can launch, things like the stock feeds, different time zones with clocks, a calculator, and little slideshows. It's a really cool little application, and I think this is going to drive a lot of the consumer adoption because people are going to see this tool, and they're just going to love it. And the great thing about it is that we've been promoting a technology as well called Extreme HD, which is exactly what Windows Vista is trying to do, high-resolution, widescreen monitors. So we're pretty excited about the Windows sidebar.
So Andrew mentioned this whole, you know, proliferation of high DPI monitors and displays, especially the beautiful displays from Dell and others. One of the things that always drove me nuts is I got bigger and bigger screens to run Windows on is that the icons and the text on my desktop for Windows just was tiny. As I got higher and bigger resolution screens, the text got tinier and tinier and tinier because Windows XP did not have any concept of dots per inch or high resolution monitors. And with Windows Vista now, they've added scaling so that if you set up an icon to be 1 inch by 1 inch and you put it on an 8x10 monitor and then move to a 19x12 monitor, it's still the same size. And so you can still read it, the text is still clear, and you can also adjust that to meet your own needs. And so even if you have high resolution, you don't lose the readability and usability you used to.
Okay, that may be fine for icons, but what about media like photos and videos?
So one of the things that Microsoft has done to drive Windows Vista into the home entertainment system and into more mainstream usage in households is to integrate Media Center into the premium versions of Windows Vista. So if you have all the huge music collection or pictures or videos, you want to play them back on your TV or your big plasma display, it makes it very easy to connect Windows Vista to your home entertainment system so you can leverage your content and play it back wherever you'd like.
In addition to that, as Lou talked about, is we also are going to be supporting some of the new applications that Microsoft is going to be shipping, like Windows Media Player 11, Windows Movie Maker, as well as Windows Photo Gallery. And the great thing about that is all these applications are going to take advantage of a GPU. We're adding support now with Windows Movie Maker. All the transitions and effects that you do to edit your home videos are all going to be accelerated on a GPU. In addition, with the Windows Media Player 11, that's going to support all the widely available high-definition movie formats out there, and they'll all be able to be accelerated on a graphics processor or GPU as well. And the photo gallery is completely changed as well with Vista. If you haven't taken a look at it, Beta 2 will be a great time for you to play with it. Microsoft has spent a lot of time to make sure that previewing photos, sharing them with your family and friends, as well as doing some very basic photo editing, is all easy to use and available directly at your fingertips.
And this all becomes better when you have a GPU in your system.
Absolutely.
Let's take it one more step up the evolution chain there. We've gone from icons onto media, photo, videos. What about gaming? How is gaming going to be improved with Windows Vista, or will it?
I think Windows Vista will deliver a tremendous gaming platform for several reasons. One of the things is that with Windows Vista, Microsoft will be delivering the brand new version of DirectX. DirectX 10 will ship with Windows Vista. This will allow stunning next-generation games to be developed on Windows Vista, fully leveraging and exploiting the powerful GPUs that are in the marketplace today. I think that that will drive content that really rivals movies and how they look today. In addition to DX10 coming out, you'll also have a much more efficient driver model that's going to make gaming more efficient, utilization of memory better. And Microsoft has also not just left it to the enthusiasts. They're doing a lot to get new people into gaming and provide better casual games and better built-in games to Windows Vista. For example, if you pull up chess in this new beta version of Windows Vista, you'll actually see the chess pieces move and it'll actually will have shadows, and they'll have effects that were only found in high-end games only a few years ago.
So, I mean, it's a lot of features that you've gone over there. It almost sounds like the GPU is offloading a lot of the tasks from the CPU.
That's exactly right, Michael. We really view the GeForce as a second processor in your PC. It offloads things like running the Windows Aero user interface, looking at all your digital photos, playing all the high-definition video that you can find, as well as having a great experience for playing some of the hottest games and applications out there. And really, the GeForce really is the powerhouse for running all this. And we think it's a great investment for someone who wants to go out there and make sure their PC has a GeForce graphics processor in it.
Well, I've also heard that NVIDIA is soon going to be offering some special promotions on Windows Vista-capable products from partners worldwide, including the latest GeForce GPUs and NVIDIA Enforce motherboards. So where can people go for more information about that?
I think people should continue to check www.nvidia.com/Windows Vista for the latest information on these promotions. Because what we're doing is we're taking these tremendously powerful GPUs, partnering them with very, very powerful Enforce motherboards and creating a truly dynamic and powerful platform for users, enthusiasts, and developers to work with Beta 2 and eventually work with Vista once it ships.
So, Andrew, can you tell me about the latest NVIDIA drivers that have been released for the Beta 2 version of Windows Vista?
Sure, Mike. I can tell you more about that. We released our drivers today on May 23rd for the new Beta 2 version of Vista, and we've added a lot of new things into it. If you've been tracking Vista over the past couple years, as you know, we had drivers available when the first Beta 1 went out last July. So we've been working pretty long and hard to add a lot more to our drivers. And there's still a long ways to go. I want to make sure everyone's aware of that. Is we're just in Beta 2. There's still many more months to go, so we're going to see lots more coming from Microsoft as well as lots more coming from NVIDIA. Now, that being said, we do have some exciting things to talk about with this Beta 2 driver. This new driver will for the first time, support our OpenGL driver, so it means you can play all those favorite OpenGL applications and games. I'm sure, Mike, you look like a Quake 4 gamer to me, just judging by you. You don't look like much of an AutoCAD guy. But
what do you mean?
But you can definitely take advantage of the OpenGL, which is a really great thing out there. As well, we will also be adding our new control panel in this driver. And this new control panel is also available on XP, but it really was designed with Vista in mind. We used a lot of the data, a lot of the research that Microsoft shared with us in order to design a really easy-to-use piece of software for consumers. And so you should definitely look for that and start using it in this new version of the driver. And then finally, of course, we continue to work on more performance, more stability to make this a better experience for customers. If you're a user of Beta 2, you can go download the new version of our drivers and run them, and you'll probably have a pretty good time playing around with a lot of the new features that Microsoft Vista has to offer.
So where can someone find out about this Beta 2 release of Windows Vista? Will that be available through the NVIDIA website?
You can always find the latest information about Windows Vista on the nvidia.com/Windows Vista, and we will have links to where Microsoft is posting the Beta 2 release. And it's always good to catch up with the nvidia.com/Windows Vista URL because we post answers to questions, we post podcasts, we post newsletters, we post tips and tricks. We post all kinds of information that will really help make the transition to Windows Vista much more smooth.
Okay, we're here at NVIDIA with Lou Wagman and with Andrew Fear answering questions about the Beta 2 release of Windows Vista. And in this part of the podcast, NVIDIA is going to be answering some of the most popular questions regarding NVIDIA and Windows Vista from users worldwide. You can send your questions to windowsvista@nvidia.com. That's windowsvista@nvidia.com. So the first question here is, I have an Enforce 4-based computer with a GeForce 6600 and 1 gigabyte of memory. What do I really need to run Windows Vista?
Well, the good news, Mike, is that user is in great shape. The best way to run and experience Windows Vista is to design or develop or to purchase a system today that will be able to run Windows Aero. We've talked about Windows Aero earlier in the podcast, and that's really that really great, cool new user interface. And so in order to guarantee yourself the capability of running that great user interface with the glass transparencies, all the cool 3D visual effects, you need to have, and what we recommend you have, is an Enforce motherboard, so you get the stability of a great platform, a modern CPU, a GeForce 6 series graphics card or a GeForce 7 series graphics card, and at least 512 megabytes of memory. If you can bump that up to a gigabyte of system memory, you'll have a smoking system. And so with that combination of a good modern CPU, Enforce motherboard, and a GeForce graphics card, you'll be able to experience all that Windows Vista has to offer.
So here's another question. It says, does my video card need to support DirectX 10 to run Windows Vista?
I'll take that one, even though this is Ask Windows Wagman. I'll blow everyone's mind out there. No, actually, you don't need DirectX 10 to run Vista. In fact, DirectX 10 hardware is currently not available from any vendor out there. Microsoft Windows Vista will be the first OS that includes support for DirectX 10, and it will only be available on Windows Vista. And end users will be able at that time to enable the next generation gaming and graphics design. But no, any DirectX 9 is the minimum requirement, so if you have a GeForce 6 or 7 series card today, you're going to be running Vista and you're going to be really happy.
So this is the third and final question here. It says, once I've downloaded the Beta 2 version of Windows Vista, is there anything else that I need to do?
So the good news is that all of the drivers you would need for the graphics cards that NVIDIA supports today are in the box, meaning that when you get Windows Vista, when you download it, those drivers will be in the box. You will also find the networking drivers for Enforce. But we recommend, because this is a beta product and we're continuing to develop, we continue to make our drivers faster, more reliable, more robust, add new features, that you go to NVIDIA.com/Windows Vista or go to NVIDIA.com drivers download and pull down our latest drivers. The drivers that are in the box today that are included with Beta 2 are almost 2 months old because of the QA process that we're required to go to with Microsoft, and we've been able to make tremendous strides forward in many areas. And so going and getting the latest drivers from NVIDIA.com just ensures a flawless and powerful user experience.
And I'll second that. As what Lou said, is we're committed to provide support for new drivers available on our website as the Beta 2 is available to more and more end users. So I definitely am excited about people coming to our website looking for the new versions of our drivers and having a great experience when they use Windows Vista.
So make sure you go to our website, listen to the other podcasts, sign up for the newsletter, send us your questions. We'll be back again next month to answer the same things.
And they can send those questions to windowsvista@nvidia.com.
That's correct.
So this has been the NVIDIA Podcast with Lou Wagman and Andrew Fear. We've been talking about the Beta 2 release of Windows Vista. If you've got more questions, you can send them in at windowsvista@nvidia.com. This is Michael Johnson. Thanks for joining us, and thanks, Lou and Andrew.
Thank you, Michael.
Glad to be here.